Two important things have been born on October 12th. One, of course, is the legendary Australian actor Hugh Jackman, who somehow found out about this intro and just has invited himself over.
I wanted to feel excitement about it and real inspiration, I would tackling something new.
That's lovely, Hugh, but I mean, you know you're not actually involved in the podcast, right?
So I was not sure what the new thing was going to be. I didn't know.
Really, all I was saying was your birthday is October 12th. I mean, I didn't actually need you for this, but I appreciate it. But if you could just pop out now, I've really got to get on with the recording.
I was just struggling to work out what that was going to be. And I was at a dinner party with Jerry Seinfeld.
He has
a really clear and very decisive kind of philosophy about
Hugh, is this relevant?
And when's the time to call it quits on something, when you should leave the party and when it's time to go to a new party.
Well, ideally now would be perfect, actually, Hugh. Thank you.
And I never forget him saying that he said, you need to leave something in the tank. That actually, if there is...
The other thing born on October 12th was UserConf, now called Elevate CX.
October 12th, 2012. Such a long time ago. San Francisco.
That, of course, is the voice of Sarah Hatter, my friend and a champion of support people. If you haven't already, go back to episode 8 of this podcast and you'll hear the first part of this interview. We talked about the olden days, how we met, and how our type of online customer support really began. In this second part, we're talking about the importance of community. Sarah really kickstarted real-life events for online support teams through her company, which was then called UserConf. And I flew from Australia to San Francisco to give a talk at that first UserConf event. I met a ton of great people there. It was a genuinely life-changing moment for me, and I think for Sarah too.
I had done events before, but never on my own, and certainly never with the intention to do it as a long-term career. That was Elevate CX, used to be called UserConf, and we had this idea to do an event that mirrored something like RailsConf. You're basically saying like, hey, if these guys get to have a whole thing of education and people cater to them and you get to learn from your peers and meet people and spend $1,200 on a ticket, what about us, the people who are sort of like left behind in this scenario? So we came up with this idea. We got a bunch of friends together, which when you think back on it, I look back on it as like I was begging my friends to come and be a part of this thing. But now it's like we had like the Airbnb was on stage. They had just launched. I think Uber was on stage. All of these companies that were brand new at the time, setting their own standard for how they thought about customer experience. Campaign Monitor was off the ground and running at that point, had become a big thing. And there was just so much potential in the room. But what we found was the question that I was asked at the end of the day by 300 people who were there is, when's the next one? When are you going to do the next one? So we did another one 6 months later. We did another one 6 months later. And we kept doing them. And the community keeps growing. And it is never going to be something that people don't want. They are always going to want to be in a room with their peers who have the same problems, who have new solutions, who have new problems. Maybe you have the solution, right? Or maybe they're dealing with something like catastrophic. And this is the only way that you're going to learn ahead of time before it hits your inbox what to do about it.
Help Scout is fully remote. I haven't worked in an office for 9 years. I mean, the last office I worked in was really nice, but I still wouldn't want to go back there every day. That said, meeting people in person once in a while, super useful. Physical presence, especially when it's away from your day-to-day life, just enables a type of interaction that is really difficult to do otherwise. Not impossible. People build incredible relationships online, and they used to do that via letters back in the day. But events, retreats, conferences, they are accelerators for connections. Not every event, though. It does have to be well-run and safe and thought through. A bad event, it can destroy relationships just as quickly as a good one can build them. I've seen that happen. That's all I'm going to say about that. But customer support events, they're always so friendly and community-focused. That's certainly not true of all conferences. nobody is trying to force their dream on you at Elevate or Support Driven.
It's been remarkable for me to be a part of it and to like Elevate CX has grown exponentially, like I said, over the past 13 years now. But I think the best part about it for me is to not be the only voice in the room anymore, to not be the only one who's invited on stage, to not be the only one who's written a book, to not be the only one with a podcast. There are now hundreds and hundreds of us that are just continually offering guidance and mentorship. And it's been incredible to be a part of. Still continues to be every day. I'm amazed at our community. So we've flipped Elevate this year to be completely community led versus me being a figurehead and the behind the scenes kind of person keeping it all together, because we want to expand what people can contribute to. It is a not-for-profit sort of scheme, I guess. We all do this as volunteers. We all have full-time jobs and still manage to get together generously to share wisdom and experience. And it amazes me every day, not just that people still have the momentum for it, but that there's new people every single day who can benefit from the wisdom. So I don't know. You've been around since the beginning too. What have you seen shift and change in the way we think about community?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big change was there was nothing. Remember when we first talked, there was literally nothing. And yeah, like I, as I said, I had looked for conferences and things because it coming from the web design world, which I had been in before, there were a lot of tech conferences and they're always interesting, especially when you're new in your career and you're like, what is this about? And like everything that someone tells you is brand new to you and super valuable. I mean, it's slightly off topic, but I don't know if you ever go back and read a book that was like such a big influence when you were quite young and you read it now, like, oh my God, it was a terrible book, but it doesn't matter. It's so helpful because
then
you have nothing.
It was so
like,
helpful,
everything
right?
is new. We're like the, I don't know, do you watch Severance? It's like the,
oh yeah.
The innies getting that one book. There's one book from whatever his name, the nut job Rickon is.
My failure to break into the literary world in my 20s was devastating, yet it taught me a vital lesson. That it was not me who was wrong, but literature itself.
Rickon,
and it's,
yeah.
it's so meaningful them too, because it's the only new information.
That was like, that's how I feel about my book that I wrote in 2014. People still to this day tell me that they're reading it. And I'm like, horrified. I'm horrified that there's like, come on, there's better options than 2014 knowledge, right?
But it doesn't matter because the most basic stuff is like gold to you when you're new.
Yeah.
And that going to a conference the first time is like that, because you're like, everybody is saying something useful to me.
Right.
And then as you get more experienced, it sort of shifts over to like, well, more of what I do now is community stuff. I'm catching up with people and I'm engaging, seeing what they're up to, and I'm staying connected to people. I'm finding maybe people that I would hire. That also happens a lot at those things. It's like, oh, this person is so smart. I would love to get them on the team. I've done that.
You've done that several
twice.
Times.
Yeah, at least twice. Shout out, Mercer.
That's Ashley. Right.
But also when you're more experienced, you're going and you're just at a new stage and you're looking for the, who's the people who have done this before, who are like, this is the direction we should go, or who are doing things in an interesting way that we hadn't thought about, or that maybe we should adopt something from them. The thing I love about support conferences is that it's so non-salesy.
We're very lucky in that regard that, you know, we have phenomenal sponsors. I mean, you weren't at Denver in 2024. You missed Dion Nicholas from Forethought doing an incredible impromptu rap.
Put yourself to the test. Find your truth and come find your favorite AI in Forethought's book.
We get to have these experiences with people who, like you said, usually they have to go to conferences and they have to sell. They have to sort of demo. And here they get to understand the community that they're selling to. They get to be a part of the community that they're selling to and understand that so much of this really is relational building, right? So much of it is like long-term relationships, not these one and done deals that I'm doing. And it's great for everyone all around.
Yeah. And so my pitch to anybody who is later listening to this, if you are thinking about like, oh, maybe I would like to do a talk, like there is no more supportive place to do a get on stage than a customer support talk. I mean, everybody is so friendly. Everyone wants you to succeed, and they're all in the same world as you, that they get what you're trying to say. So you should just do it. That's my message to those people. And also, so many people will help you. There's lots of people who
will help you. So many people will help you. That's what the community is about. And news stories are impactful to everyone in the room. I mean, I think I will tell people just word of advice. If you're interested in speaking at something like Elevate CX, the talks that do really, really, really well are talks like Alex Armstead's talks, where he does like, these are my efficiency tools. And like, he teaches people how to do like, I don't know what the word is, modernize your approach to like your workspace and your help desk and your tags and everything. People are furiously writing notes every time Alex is on stage. That kind of stuff is invaluable. But also the talks that I remember, and remember that there's 20 talks at each of these events. We've done almost 50. I remember many of them that have like stood out that were all crisis or catastrophic or sort of like, oh shit talks. Because as you and I knew way back in 2006, 2007, there is no school for this. There is no training manual. There is no, what should I do when AWS goes down and half the internet isn't online, but my customer base lives in Montana and they don't know the technicalities of who serves a website I'm trying to log into. How do I deal with that? What's the language I use? Where do I post it? Do I delete comments in Facebook because they're redundant? I don't know. I remember talks like that. One of them that stands out for me, I'm not going to name the company, but they allowed too many people admin control in their Zendesk instance. And an engineer went in there and changed one thing, because he wanted to be notified every time a certain type of ticket came in. And he disabled sending out support emails to 30,000 people over the course of like 6 weeks. And they were like, this is so weird. We never get replies anymore. Do you think it's something we're doing? Oh. Yeah, it says it was sent. I can see it was sent.
Oh, I'm hurting.
We know the pain. We deeply, deeply know the pain. Oh. But I'm telling you, like, imagine you're trying to be on a C-suite track and you want to be a director of support somewhere. But right now you're an IC or a support team lead of three.
Individual contributor.
How else are you going to learn that the toolbox, what to do? Mm. You're either going to learn it from somebody else, or you're going to go through it on your own and make a ton of mistakes. So if you've been through something like that, or if you have good stories to tell, you know, I always tell people to tell the best story that makes you the most comfortable on stage. The one that you would tell if we were all standing around at an after party talking about the worst things that have ever happened in our career. That's the talk I want on stage.
Absolutely.
And the other part of it too is just reminding people, you know, these communities, you know, support driven and Elevate, and there's another one I'm forgetting, I'll remember and you'll put it in the notes. They exist to help you find your people, wherever they may be, whether they are 20-year veterans of support, like, you know, Matt and I, or they're people who are ICs and just starting out and need that community for exactly what it is. That's what they exist. That's why there's multiple of them. That's why there's so many people involved in these and so many different events to choose from. I think it's important that you just dive in and contribute as a member, contribute as an author. If they have a blog, if you want to start getting your feet wet in content or just want to make a reputation for yourself, this is the place to do it. It's the most, I hate to use the pun here, but it is the most supportive group of people you'll ever meet.
Mm. Someone should make a podcast called that. Yeah, so obviously events are great, and you should, if you can get to an event, you should. It's not always feasible for people, but there's also this the Slack communities, as you say, there's newsletters and blogs. There's lots of ways that you can stay connected with what other people are doing, and it's so valuable when you're new. It's so valuable when you've been doing it for a while to just like, I find it quite refreshing, even though I'm not actually in support directly, but I find it so encouraging to just be with a bunch of people who also care about doing a good job in the thing that we do and the thing that we talk about, and that treat it as important and worthwhile, because that's, for a lot of support people, not what they're getting in the rest of their company.
Yeah, very much so. That's actually such an incredibly important thing to say, that if you are not feeling empowered or poured into, or that your work has meaning, or that you are valued in your company, find other people doing your job at different companies, because one of two things is going to happen. They're going to empower you to empower yourself. And you know how much I hate that seat at the table lingo, but they are going to empower you to kick down some doors and be in those rooms where decisions are happening.
I want to be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
Or they're going to help you find a better job. That's it. That's really like, it's yeah, one of those yeah. two things, right? Both are good though. Both are meaningful and both resonate with the right people. So yeah, don't think about it as like networking. That's something, that's a word that we really try to keep out of our lingo when we talk about Elevate, that networking has too much of a transactional value to it, where it's, what can you do for me? Oh, you're not hiring. I don't want to talk to you.
It won't go down well either at an Elevate type event.
It's really not. It really won't. It really won't. We're not that crowd. But we are a crowd of humans who, you know, deeply suffer as humans in all aspects of our lives. And we come to the table well-rounded with wisdom and experience and ideas to share, whether it relates to our jobs or not. It just so happens that we communally do the same job. And so that empathy is embedded in what we do. And so, yeah, like I said, it's like every single day I'm impressed by our community. I'm impressed by the people stepping up to, you know, have office hours together or to do peer groups together. I love that we have a channel that's just called I Need Help. And people post in that all day long about any number of things. I'm trying to get a job. Can you guys go upvote my LinkedIn post so they see that I'm, you know, on the right track? Or has anybody used this product before? Their salespeople are bothering me and it seems really expensive. It is really in, especially like I said, you know, I hate to bring it back to reality.
Oh, there goes gravity. Oh.
But this time in our lives, we need all the support networks that we can get. And if the one that happens to catch you and give you what you need is work related and also makes you a better employee, makes you more pumped about the job that you do, then more power to you.
It's just it's such a nice place to dip into the Slack channels and just stay when you're feeling maybe not your most productive, or like, yes. Like is there any point to what I'm doing here? And just to be able to jump in and go, yeah, look, here's people.
Yeah, that channel in Elevate is called Vent and Release. And sometimes it's like one of the funniest things in the world is sometimes someone will post something and say, I'm going to delete this in 10 minutes. And they just go off on something that happened. People react, people give them advice, and it's gone and it's done. We all need those places. Too,
yeah.
Right?
You want those emojis. You just need them in the moment. There does not need to be a record of that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love it. I asked Sarah how people could contribute to the community as well as benefiting from it.
Oh, that's such a great question, because we are restructuring, like I said, our community. Historically, Elevate has always been something that was my full-time job. I handled every single element down to picking the food that we ate and planning our after parties and choosing every single speaker. And obviously, as I get older, I don't want to do that all the time, but I want to give other people the experience of doing that, because what is a community if it's not community-led? So the stuff that we really would love people to dive in and spend their time on are things like our master classes that we try to do twice a month, being a guest, curating a masterclass. They are just webinars.
God, I hate that word so much.
I hate them. We can do them live, or we can record them and post them as evergreen content. But this is a way for you to contribute, helping to train your industry, helping to be a voice and a leader in your industry, whether even if it's like a discussion panel that you and your friends get together on Zoom and talk about a topic like, how are you implementing AI? Those things will show up in a Google search for the person on the other side of the world who's trying to find resources. We want to provide those resources, but it can't just be a single voice of myself or even Matt. We have to be communal about it. So there's that. And there's also, you know, speaking at our events, reminding you that every company has a marketing budget that events fall under, including your travel. So if you're selected to speak at an event, they will consider this a marketing expense, or should consider a marketing expense. And it's really great for a marketing team to hear that our customer support is so good that we've been invited to talk about it publicly on stage somewhere. So remove that self-conscious feeling about asking for permission. Swagger in with the support of your community behind you, saying like, this is something that you guys should pay for me to go do. That's a really, I think, important tip. So we have our events coming up. We have one coming up again in London over the summer. We are planning our next event for the US, which will be in the fall. But in the meantime, join the community, go to our website, ElevateCX, or check it out on LinkedIn. You can just Google it on LinkedIn. Ask Siri to Google it on LinkedIn for you. And you'll find so many other leaders who you might even be familiar with, you know, besides Matt, Erica Clayton, Ashley Hazlett, Mercer Smith, Matt Dale, Colin Flanagan. All of these voices and people come from the Elevate community, and they are ready and willing to bring in new people and show them the ropes. So please absolutely get involved if it's something that you want to do, if you're building your support career, even if you're just looking for mentorship and resources. That's what we're here for. That's the whole basis of this. We will get through the AI revolution together.
Amen to that, Sarah Hatter. Huge thanks to Sarah, as always. So, your action items from today's episode. If you're not already in a support community, get yourself in there. There will be links in the show notes, or just Google Elevate CX. You'll find it. Once you're in, just look around for your people, the ones who are a little bit ahead of you that you can learn from, and the people who are coming along behind you that you could really help. Now, think about that event budget. See if you can maybe make one community event in person. It is so worthwhile, even if it feels a little bit outside your comfort zone. I promise you, you will make new friends, you will learn something, and you'll just be more connected to other people. And that matters. That is it for this episode of The Supportive. I remain resolutely Matt Patterson, and I thank you for listening. Check out the episode description. There'll be links to a full transcript, to useful resources, and to all the people mentioned. And if you do enjoy this, please consider leaving a rating or a review on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. It genuinely does help. Until next time.
You know, I think you're the loveliest, the kindest, and the sweetest. I always love talking to you. Huge, huge congratulations.
Aw, thanks, Hugh.